And we're back here on Let's Get Local here for the final segment of our show. Only on Double Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, the Double Radio app, Facebook, Double Radio stream as well. We're excited to be with you, as always, here to talk with Dane by Local and get updates as well. Just had some great conversations with some members from Madison Reading Project in Rowan just moments ago. And, of course, Legacy Solar Co-op in Wisconsin. Learn more about that great organization. Solar is attainable for so many of us. Learn more about them at LegacySolarCoop.com. Okay, Megan Stern is with us now here on the airwaves. Megan, thanks for coming in. We have some exciting events as we finish our final day of April. May brings some really new, exciting things for DBL. So glad to have you on the show, and we'll get into those in just a second. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I am very excited about May. I'm not excited that May is here already. Time is going way too fast. But I'm very excited about what we have coming up in May.
Yeah, there's some exciting events as we get into next month to highlight. And the first one, you know, we've got some things coming up. The breakfast event as well is first. And again, that's open to members, and we're kind of working our way through. There's virtual options, right, and in-person options, but welcoming people back into the space and gathering. So that's fun too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'll be Tuesday, May 10th from 8 to 9:30. We have really such generous members and sponsors, and Dane County Humane Society, which I know has been on the show a few times, they are consistently hosting our monthly breakfasts. So if you come in person, you go up to the Dane County Humane Society, you can stay and get a tour if you want. But we have a couple, we've always had one major speaker, and then we have a couple little announcements beforehand. We try to have some fun. There's a hot breakfast. Or if you don't want to leave and you're busy and you can't get away from the office or home, you can join us virtually. If you go to our website, danebylocal.com, under our upcoming events, you can RSVP right there. This month is an exciting concept. We've been really working in this area quite a bit, and we're really excited to welcome Corey Marino. He owns Juicy Organics in-game on mobile, and he's going to be really, you know, directly in talking about how to work with minority-owned businesses, which is something most of our members have been just, we all been working together, but that's a lot of our membership is minority-owned businesses. And it's not just how to work with them, but also how how to work outwards. And so to be more of a group, a team, a local presence, rather than seeing them as isolated, not them, but all these businesses as isolated businesses. We should be working on all this together. So we're pretty excited about that.
I think it's an important initiative. And I think, Dane by Local has worked on, you know, equity inclusion for a long time and highlighting all of our members for such a long time. But I think we're all certainly more aware of it. And leadership is part of what the organization needs to provide to band small
Absolutely.
Organizations together, you know, because it's such a connection point. That's one of the things I love about DBL is it's such a connection point for local business owners and organizations and nonprofits to find those common partners or find those people you might really connect with. And it makes sense for you to do something together then and elevate both of you or elevate all three of you or everybody. So that's kind of what I love that it's all about.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really good way of kind of restating it. The other big thing is as soon as that day is over on May 11th, our second, twice a year, we host an online auction. And on May 11th, our next online auction, our spring one, opens up. And this is going to be a phenomenal auction. It is just our members have been so amazing. And even some non-members, they're super, super generous right now. People want to get, you know, they want to get the community at their local businesses, doing things at their shops or participating in their events. So if you are looking at, what am I going to do this summer? What can I do locally? Well, I have a friend coming into town or my aunt and uncle are coming into town. And you're thinking, what do I want to do? Go to this auction, online auction. You will find a Betty Lou Cruz. You will find memberships to Elda Leopold Center and the Children's Museum. It really covers any of that. I'm looking into the summer. What do I want to do? And typically you'll get them at under the normal rate. So it's a real benefit to you and it supports Dane by Local. But on top of that, there's just the everyday things, which are awesome as well, like just local gift cards. Nitty Gritty is always a big supporter of this, and so we always have lots of those to Ben Dung restaurants. There's a lot of really amazing things out there, and then some really niche things, like studio time in an audio studios place. There are lots of really interesting things, music-related, arts-related. So I'd highly recommend joining us. It's 1 week long. It starts May 11th. And then we close on May 17th, and it's our twice-a-year fundraiser for Dame by Local.
Yeah, and it's a great way to highlight members again, like you said, because so many of them get involved with auction items, and so it's another way just to get their information out there, their businesses out there,
yes,
to the public, and benefits, you know, everybody at the same time. And it's a great way for you, the community member and consumer, to, you know, maybe get something at a bit of a deal and a discount, which we all love.
Yeah.
But you get an opportunity to work with a great local business. We're going to finish off with what's coming here in the next week, just to highlight that, because I know that's an important time. But on the upcoming shows in May for Let's Get Local, we're going to dive in more with some of the main presenters. We talked with Denise Jess last week, who's going to be presenting at the Local Leadership Conference. But May 24th, this Local Leadership Conference, I think, is going to be really powerful and impactful and just a great experience for people to, again, connect and get in person.
Absolutely. It's kind of become, a passion project for all those of us who have been working on planning it. You know, we each have brought, it's like content. You know, you hear people talk. You hear these businesses talk and your friends talk what the last couple years of COVID have done to businesses and have done to the mindset of people that own businesses or shop locally. And we've all kind of, the people participating in the planning of this have kind of put those thoughts and ideas together and come up with this really, I think it's going to be quite intimate and challenging, but also really positive look at what it means to be a local leader right now and Dame by Local and how to move forward. If you're struggling, like, what's next for me? I think this would be a really good opportunity.
So that is the Dame by Local Leadership Conference coming up on May 24th. Tickets are available right now. You can purchase them at damebylocal.com. Lunch is included. So, you know, you get that out of your ticket in addition to all the great content. And one thing I think that, again, Megan, was a goal for everybody involved was to make this an opportunity for the attendees to not, you know, they're going to grow. They're going to, you know, take some new perspectives in. There's going to be a heavy input on inclusion as well there and get a different mindset.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, what an opportunity to connect with like-minded people. So you can form those bonds for, you know, bringing, elevating yourself in the future along with them.
Absolutely. We have this really nice, like, built-in networking opportunities within the day. There's also going to be a resource table and swag bags. So when you walk away, you're not going to have just, there's not just an intake of information. You can record information. There'll be, you know, all sorts of opportunities, QR codes to walk away with content as well that you, if you don't remember it, it's there and it'll help you connect with the people moving forward, the community moving forward, finding those like goals and values and finding ways to move forward, supporting each other.
Some incredible people there. We'll name drop here in the upcoming shows. Next week, as we turn our attention to that and becoming right on target, is Shop Local Week. So tell us a little bit about that initiative.
That is a nationwide initiative. It's just one of the many things that we try to regularly push out there. It's May 1st through May 7th. And this one, they're kind of billing as be a superhero, you know, by shopping locally, you're helping to keep things running. That's essentially, it's coming from the Local Business Institute initiative. It's much bigger than us, which is a really good perspective that we are shopping locally, but so are many other people. And we're part of a very big effort to highlight what our local businesses are doing.
And as Luke and I talked about that on Dueling Tangents on Tuesday a little bit, it's a jump starter for you to get you in that mindset. And then we want you to carry that through as your new mindset for the rest of time. We need you on the local bandwagon. Megan, thanks for all your time and filling us in. May is going to be an exciting month for Dame by Local. We're glad to be here for it.
Thank you.
Have a great Saturday. Have a great weekend. That's Let's Get Local,
all right,
everybody. Outside the Pizza Box, coming up next.